is Vanessa. I'm calling from Florida. I find it infuriating that all of the newscasters are saying that the bombs were directed to people who were critical of Trump, whereas it's actually the reverse, which is that Trump has criticized every single one of the people. And I'm just wondering whether it's possible that he thought that he was doing Trump's work.
Good morning. I'm Linda Rennie from Albany, New York. I honestly believe, and I'm going to make a push for it, that a voter registration card should be included in every graduation packet coming from high school. Absolutely. They don't have to fill it out, but if it's there under their nose, more than likely they'll talk about it with somebody, and they'll go ahead and fill it out.
Paula Weiss from Bot Corners. I'd like to make the comment that I have been very dismayed to hear on the news each morning, the NPR news, about the progress of the caravan, building up the suspense. And even one morning, it was reported that a border had been breached. It was not made clear that it was not the U.S. border, it was the Mexican border. But I just feel that NPR, by doing this, is contributing to the feeding frenzy and stoking fear about this migrant caravan in a very unhelpful way prior to the election, and they really should cut it out.
Hi, my name is Deborah Satellano. I live in Queensbury, New York. The last few days, NPR reports have talked about the tragedies in the U.S. last week, and they never mentioned the two black people that were shot. They focused on the bombing threats and the synagogue killings, and they should also mention the two blacks who were killed as well.
Hi, this is Jeff Morris from Cohoes, New York. I just wanted to say the intro to Thursday's roundtable, Led Zeppelin's Moby Dick, absolutely the most badass intro to the roundtable in history. Phenomenal.